Now I'm giving you one more entry. Received goods from Akshay worth rupees 40,000. Receive goods means you have purchased goods. Simple as that. Receive goods means you have purchased goods. So I've used the word received. So nothing to get confused. Received means purchased goods from Akshay. In this transaction, when I analyze, two accounts got affected. One is the goods account, which is real account, and second one is Akshay's account. Which is personal. Now you have to apply for one account, real accounts ka rule, and for another one, you have to apply personal account ka rule. Now chalo, first we'll apply the rule for goods. Goods is real account. It is a property of the company. It will be either coming in or going out. Now tell me, from the company's point of view, goods is coming in or going out? Yes, I didn't hear you. Goods is coming in or going out? It is coming in. Very good, because you received the goods. So what will be your entry? If one is debited, other will be credited. So entry will be goods account debit. Some people write purchase. No problem if you write purchase. Goods account debit to Akshay's account. Some people say, sir, why you have not written cash? Because they didn't mention that you have purchased by cash. If it is a cash purchase, then cash will come. Unless and until cash is not mentioned, you have to write personal account from whom you have purchased. Because in business transaction, transactions are done not in cash. They are always on credit mostly. And afterwards we make the payment to them after 1 month or 20 days or 15 days. Okay, so this is the transaction. See, debit 40,000, credit 40,000. What I told you, dual aspect. For every debit effect, there is equal and opposite credit effect. Shall I move to the second example? Okay, fine. Sold goods to Rahul rupees 60,000. Sold goods to Rahul rupees 60,000. Sold goods to Rahul rupees 60,000. Yes, now I want the answer from you. Now in this again, which two account got affected? Yes, goods and Rahul. I got the answer. Thank you very much. I was not saying thank you. Ma'am, thank you very much for helping me for the previous entry. And sir, this time it's your turn. Thank you. You have given the answer. Goods account and Rahul's account. Now goods is real account, Rahul is personal account. Again you have to apply real and personal ka rule. Now goods says that debit what comes in, credit what goes out. So from the company's point of view, goods is going out. Yes or no? Yes. So goods will be credited. And personal account says that debit the receiver. Rahul is the receiver because you sold goods to Rahul. Who is the receiver? Rahul. So in this, cash will not come. Cash has not come in me in the picture. So Rahul account debit. Rahul's account debit. For debit you have to write DR. It is a rule. For credit you are not supposed to write CR. But you write 2. And 2 has to be written, leaving some space. Okay. You are not supposed to write 2 down. This is the way of presentation. So 2 goods account or sales account. 2 goods account or sales account. This is your choice. You can write goods or sales. That is not a problem. So understood the entry? Yes. Now you are able to enjoy the entry, right? You are enjoying, right? Yes or no? Tell me. Because if you say you are enjoying, then only I will feel comfortable. Huh? That means my students are able to understand. Yes, because I am here to make you understand this concept very effectively. Especially for non-commerce people who are from engineering, BSc background, IT background or whatever it is. Okay, so my job is to make you people understand. Because this is easier concept for those who are previously from the commerce background. Yes, my friends. So, are you able to understand? Thank you very much. So we'll move further. I will take few more examples. Then we'll move on to the trial balance and then ledger and then the trial balance, and from the trial balance we'll make a revenue statement. How the revenue statement is prepared. Okay. Now here नेक्स्ट ट्रांजेक्शन इज पेड कैश, सॉरी नॉट पेड कैश, पेड रेंट रुपीज 4000. What is the transaction? Paid rent rupees 4000. Paid rent rupees 4000. Now in this, sir, one is rent account effective. Yeah, I agree. One is rent. And second one, when you pay, it is obviously means you are paid by cash or check. Mostly every transaction is paid by check only. So you can take whenever check comes in between, you have to write bank account. Don't use cash account in that case. Right, if nothing is mentioned, you can take cash, but mostly when the check comes, paid rent by check, that means one is rent account, second account is bank account, and bank account is taken in the replacement of cash. So bank is stated as real, don't take it as personal, it is real account, because bank is another word cash. So when cash is real, bank is also real. Okay, so in this transaction, two accounts got affected. One is the rent and second one is the bank. Check you pay, no? Now, rent is a nominal account and that bank which I am talking about, bank, is a real account. Nominal account rule says that debit all expenses and losses. Now, according to my company, from my company's point of view, I am paying rent. So it is an expense for me or income for me? Yes, I didn't get you the answer. Yeah, thank you everyone. Thank you for supporting me, for making this lecture more interesting, this session more interesting. All because of you, this session is becoming more and more entertaining. So rent is a nominal account. Nominal account says that debit all losses, expenses and losses. That's the reason rent account is debited 4000. And bank is a real account. Real account says that debit what comes in, credit what goes out. You are paying check, so bank cash is going out. So to bank account. Is that clear everyone? Yes, my friends. Paid rent rupees 4000. So what will be the entry? Rent account debit to cash. Actually, I am supposed to write cash. But in business transaction, all the transactions are taken by check only. Because it is a rule by the income tax department that if you pay by check, if you pay cash payment, in a one-time cash payment more than 20,000, then the whole expense will be treated as disallowed expense. That's the reason company don't want to take that risk. So they keep on paying the expenses by check. Okay, now next transaction, paid salary rupees 1 lakh, paid salary rupees 1 lakh, again in this transaction, tell me which two accounts got affected. Yes, you, I am talking to you, yes, what you said, one is salary, very good sir, kya baat hai? Second one is bank, very good sir, because this cash will be treated as bank, because when you pay, there is no barter exchange nowadays. The exchange means of exchange, cash is the exchange mode, right? The mode of transaction is in cash. When you pay, the payment mode is cash or check. So instead of cash, you write bank. No problem. But cash and bank are the same. Okay, salary is a nominal account. So one account is nominal, another one is real. So take example of nominal. Nominal says that debit all losses and expenses, your debit all expenses and losses. So paid salary, for my company's point of view, salary is an expense. For you it is an income, for the employee it is an income. I told you I am the accountant of the company. So from the company's point of view, salary is an expense for the company. So salary debit all expenses, salaries account debit, right, to bank account, that is 1 lakh and 1 lakh. Is that clear? Salaries account debit to bank account, 1 lakh, 1 lakh. Why salary is debited? Because it is a nominal account and nominal account says that debit all expenses, kharcha, debit. Income hota, to credit karte. Got my point? So normal account says that debit all expenses and losses, credit all gains and income. So this time it was expense, so I applied expense ka rule. If it is an income, I would have applied income ka rule. Got my point? Chalo, move on to the next example, my dear friends. Yeah, I think you are enjoying now lecture. Yes or no? I just want to know that whether you are enjoying or not. Yes. We'll move on to the next example. Received interest rupees 50,000. Now in this transaction, one account affected is interest. Second, when you receive by mode of cash. So another account is cash account. Another account is cash account. Interest is a nominal account and cash is a real account. Apply the rule of nominal. For nominal, rule will be nominal only. Don't say, sir, interest received, debit what comes in. Interest account debit. My dear friend, interest is not real account. Then why you are applying real account ka rule? Interest is a nominal account, my dear friend. Interest is a nominal account. So as per nominal, it says that debit all expenses, credit all incomes. So interest is an income for the company, so interest will be credited. What is coming in form of interest? What is coming in the name of interest? Cash, my dear. Cash is a real account. Debit what comes in? Cash is a real account. So instead of cash, you have to write bank. So bank account debit. Why it is debited? Because check in, you receive interest ke naam pe cash. You receive interest ke naam pe cash. So bank account debit to interest account. Bank account debit to interest. Why interest is credited? Because this is a nominal account. Nominal account says that credit all incomes and gains. Credit all incomes and gains. So debit mein 50,000 and credit mein 50,000. This is the normal account ka rule. Got my point? Anything else? Got clear? Okay. Now I am giving you one more example. Purchase machinery worth rupees 60,000. Now in this transaction again machinery got affected. In this transaction again machinery got affected. One is machinery and second one is cash, because it is understood when name is not given, any supplier name is not given, that means you have paid in cash, right? So another one is cash account. If I would have said, give this transaction, purchase machinery worth rupees 60,000 from Ramesh, in that cash is not affected because they didn't mention that for cash they paid cash. No. Then in that case, you have to take personal account and real account. But here there is no personal account, so you will take purchase machinery worth rupees 60. So one is machinery account and second one is the cash account. Both are real. This is cash account, right? Both are real. Both are real. Real account says that debit what comes in, credit what goes out. Now in this transaction, you just read the transaction from the company's point of view, what is coming in and what is going out. Think that and apply the rule, pass the entry. Yes, you understood or not? Yes. So according to you, machinery is coming in. According to this transaction, machinery is coming in for the company and cash is going out, but I can't write cash as I told you. So it is bank account. So what will be the amount? 60-60. Got the point? What is the entry? Machinery account debit to bank account. What is the entry? Machinery account debit to bank account. Clear? This is clear to you? Now few more example, then I will show you the ledger and then trial balance from that ledger, how to prepare trial balance, and from that trial balance, how to prepare balance sheet and revenue statement, that I will tell you. Okay, so just few more examples, my dear. And if you want, you can go through your study materials for the more examples, or you can go through the textbooks, various textbooks which are available in the market for referring the transactions. I will advise you, if you are a non-commerce student, take a textbook of 11th standard, any textbook, any author. Chaudhary Chopra is there, Aina Puri is there, any author, and just do the transaction illustration so that it will become more and more clear to you if you are a non-commerce people. Okay, now the next transaction is purchase goods from Ramesh. Now here in this I have not used the word for cash. That means this is a credit transaction. Rupees 80,000. In this, Ramesh account is affected and goods account affected. In this transaction, which two account got affected? Ramesh account and goods account. Ramesh is a personal account and goods is a real account. Now I am going to use the word purchase or sales instead of goods, because in the transaction we have to use purchase or sales. Okay, so purchase goods from Ramesh. So goods is a real account, but for goods I am going to use the account purchase. Goods is a real account and Ramesh is a personal account. Now you can say goods is a real account and Ramesh is a personal account. So goods debit what comes in. Goods is coming in for the company. So debit what comes in. So goods ke badle main purchase likh raha hoon. Purchase account debit. This is only goods. Okay, substitute for goods. Instead of goods, you can write purchase to Ramesh account. Why Ramesh is created? Because he is the giver of goods. He is the giver of goods. So this is a transaction. I'll give you more example. Sold goods to Akshay. Again here they had not mentioned cash. So one is goods account, second one is Akshay, rupees 1 lakh. Sold goods to Akshay, rupees 1 lakh. Sold goods to Akshay, rupees 1 lakh. Of worth rupees 1 lakh. So in this transaction, goods account is affected and Akshay's account is affected. For goods, I will use the word sales. Instead of goods, I will replace goods by sales account. So goods or sales account is a real account. Akshay is a personal account. Sales account is a real account. Real account says that debit what comes in, credit what goes out. From the company's point of view, tell me, goods is going out or coming in? From the company's point of view, goods is going out or coming in? It is going out. So goods will be credited. Akshay is a receiver of goods, because you are selling it to Akshay. So Akshay is a receiver. So what will be the entry? How you pronounce the entry? Akshay's account debit to sales account. I told you for purchase I will use word purchase and for sale I will use word sale instead of goods. So 1 lakh debit, 1 lakh credit. Understood? This is clear. Yeah. Now few more entries. Right, and then I will show you how the ledger is prepared. I'm just going to rub this. Yes. The next entry is, now as I told you, in a transaction minimum two account get affected, maximum there may be three, there may be four. For example, purchase machinery. This is machinery, okay, worth rupees 20,000, comma, furniture worth rupees 50,000, right, and a motor car worth rupees 80,000. Now I purchase three things in this transaction. Four accounts. One is machinery, second one is furniture, third one is motor car, and fourth one is cash. So from the company's point of view, all these accounts are real account. Machinery, furniture, motor car, and cash. All these four accounts are real account. Real account says that debit what comes in, क्रेडिट व्हाट गोज आउट, व्हाट इज कमिंग इन फॉर यू, मशीनरी इज कमिंग इन, सो मशीनरी अकाउंट डेबिट, फर्नीचर अकाउंट डेबिट, मोटर कार अकाउंट डेबिट टू कैश अकाउंट. आई टोल्ड यू दैट इन एवरी ट्रांजेक्शन वेदर इट इज टू अकाउंट, थ्री अकाउंट और फोर अकाउंट, वॉट एवर डेबिट मे बी देयर, थ्री अकाउंट आर डेबिटेड, वन अकाउंट मे बी क्रेडिटेड, थ्री अकाउंट मे बी क्रेडिटेड, वन अकाउंट मे बी डेबिटेड, बट द डेबिट should be equal to your credit. For example, see, this is 20,000 cash for machinery, 50,000 cash for furniture and 80,000 cash for, so total is 1,50,000 cash goes out. So see, debit equals to credit. Though there are three debits, one credit, that doesn't make difference. Dual concept says that for every debit effect, there is equal and opposite credit effect. If debit is 1,50,000, credit is also 1,50,000. This is a very important concept. Dual aspect concept says that for every debit effect, there is equal and opposite credit effect. So you have debit 3, credit also, whether there are 3 debit, but total amount of debit should be equal to your credit amount. You got my point? Yes? Yeah. Now one more example of such type and then we'll move on to the ledger part. How to pass the entry means how to record the ledger, how to make the ledger account. Okay, I'll give you one more example when in which there are more than two accounts were affected. Sold motor car ₹10,000 and furniture ₹80,000 for cash. For cash means for check, okay? You will receive check for that. Okay, in this transaction, three account got affected. One is the motor car, second one is the furniture, and third one is the cash because you are going to get cash from that. Cash means check, okay? Fine? So, all these three accounts are real account. You agree with me? All these three accounts are real account. So, real account says that debit what comes in, credit what goes out. Debit what comes in, credit what goes out. What in this transaction, you are selling motor car, you are selling furniture. So motor car and furniture is going out. So that you have to credit. So what is coming in? Rokda. What is coming in? Rokda. So for Rokda, debit what comes in? Bank account debit. Total 90,000 Rokda had come in. And what goes out for you? Two things goes out for me. Now for the company, one is the motor car account, second one is the furniture account. 10,000, 80,000. You got my point? So, I told you, minimum two accounts got affected, should get affected. Maximum number of accounts get affected, there is no limit. But the thing is you have to keep in mind is, for every debit effect, there should be equal and opposite credit effect. Okay, now few examples. Now paid salary ₹60,000, electricity ₹40,000 and wages ₹80,000. In this, paid means cash. Understood. So one is cash account affected, second one is salary, third one is electricity, and fourth one is wages. So salary, electricity, wages, all these three accounts are nominal account. All these three one are nominal account, and paid cash means, understood, it is paid means cash, right? Check. It is a real account. So nominal account ka rule is debit all expenses. Now all these three are expenses for you, right? So you have to debit all these three separately, not together. Salary account debit, electricity account debit, wages account debit to bank account. Again in this, more than two account got affected, but the thing you have to keep in mind is the total debit should be equal to your total credit because of dual concept. Total debit is equal to your credit because of dual concept. So this is how you have to analyze the transaction and see which account got affected. According to that affected account, you have to apply the rules separately and pass the journal entry. From this journal, we have to make ledger account. That I will show you. But I want to give few more examples that they are. Purchase goods for cash rupees 80,000 at the rate of 10% cash discount. Now there are two types of discount you will come across when you are doing the transactions, business transaction. When you are doing the business, two types of discounts you will come across. One is the cash discount. Name itself suggests the meaning that cash discount is allowed only on cash transaction. Whenever there is inflow and outflow of cash, then only this transaction, this discount has to be taken into consideration. Second one is trade discount. Trade discount is given by the wholesaler to the retailers, right? Every wholesaler, if you are making a lump sum purchase or lump sum quantity sale, in that case trade discount is always there. Whether you pay cash or not, that is irrelevant, but you have taken in a lump sum quantity, so you will get trade discount. Trade discount is not shown in the books of account. It is just deducted from the total amount. It will be not shown in the books of account. Whereas cash discount is given by the company or the customer or the supplier in order to induce the customer to make the payment. So that they have to show separately as loss or income. Cash discount is shown as loss or income, and cash discount is a nominal account. If it is a loss, you have to debit. If it is a income, you have to credit it. Okay. Now in this transaction, when you purchase goods, goods are coming in, cash is going out. So when you are making the payment, 80,000, you are supposed to pay 80,000, but that fellow is giving you 10% discount. So for the company's point of view, that discount is an income, and income is credited. Now what tonight? See, purchase account debit. I told you for goods purchase, I will write goods ke badle purchase account. Purchase account debit 80,000, but for you, cash is not going 80,000. You are supposed to pay 80,000, but since you got discount, so that is called discount account, right? So instead of 80,000, you are getting 10% discount. So 8,000 is discount and 72,000 is your payment. See, debit equals to credit is there. 80,000 debit is there and 80,000 credit is there. Cash discount is shown in the books of account. See, I showed cash discount in the books. Similarly, if I take trade discount, take that another example, sold goods for cash. Sold goods for cash worth rupees 40,000 at the rate of 5% CD. CD means cash discount. CD means cash discount. Okay. So again in this goods account it got affected. For goods I will write sales account, but it is goods. It is a substitute for goods. Okay. And second one is cash account. Now when you are selling the goods, 40,000 goods, you are not going to get 40,000. Why? Because you gave them 5% cash discount. So there is a loss for you. So in this, cash account got affected, discount account got affected, and goods account got affected. Cash is a real account, debit what comes in. Discount is a normal account, debit all losses. One thing you have to keep in mind, whenever cash is debited, discount will also be debited. When cash is credited, discount will be credited, because when cash is, you are receiving cash, discount will be a loss for you. When you are paying cash, discount will be an income for you. So debit all losses, credit all incomes. So in this, cash is coming in. So when you are receiving cash, discount will be a loss for you. So loss is debited. So discount account debit. This is called discount allowed. So cash will be 38,000. 2,000 is the discount because 40,000 mein 5% is the discount. To sales account, 40,000. You got my point? So this is the entry. See, whether you have debited two things or credited two things, the concept should be the same for every debit effect. 40,000 debit effect, there is 40,000 credit effect. Yes, my friend, you got this point clear? Cash account debit, discount account debit to sales account. Okay, now we'll move on to the trade discount example. Yeah. Okay, this is a cash discount. I told you cash discount is shown. When it is payment, you will receive the discount. When it is received, you will allow the discount. So payment, at the time of payment, discount is an income. That's why it is credited. At the time of receipt, discount is an expense. Loss for you. That's why it is debited. Debit all losses. Right? Okay, fine. So I will give you an example, next example of trade discount. Trade discount is deducted from the transaction, but it is not shown in the books of accounts. It will be not shown in the books of accounts. Okay,